Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Joe DeCamera. Time now to talk about the state of the NFC East, where one game separates the top, the Eagles, and the bottom, the Redskins. And in between, there's a whole lot of the same.
Sure.
Let's begin with the New York Giants, a team that came to Philadelphia on Sunday and this week hosts the Dallas Cowboys, expected to get some of their players healthy, including Victor Cruz. I still think a team that in December will be right there at the top of the division.
Dave, I think the Giants remain the primary foe for the Eagles to focus on. Well, look, the Eagles got to focus on themselves, but I'll focus on the fact that I think the Giants will be the main threat to the Eagles. Now, what we saw the Eagles do on Monday night was a fantastic performance at the link, obviously not from the offensive standpoint, and particularly the quarterback, but what the defense did. And a couple things that stood out in that game. First off, the Giants, and this is when the Eagles were on the field, the Giants have no pass rush right now. They got no pass rush.
And that ain't going to change.
That isn't going to change.
That is not changing.
I mean, it's just, you know, they struggled last year other than JPP, and here we go again without JPP. So they just don't have much there. I think their rushing attack's not very strong. Eli Manning last week played the kind of game that he can play, a really not good game. Other games, I think he's got one of the strangest careers I've ever seen a player have, Dave. I mean, a player that has twice walked off the field as Super Bowl champion and many times walked off the field with, you know, the whole world booing him. He's a very bizarre player, but he can be good. And that's, I think, the primary reason, Dave, why I think they remain the biggest threat to the Eagles.
And then they host the Dallas Cowboys this week, and the Cowboys coming off of their bye week, talking a little crazy about Dez Bryant getting on the field. If not Sunday, it could be happening very soon and possibly when the Eagles go to Arlington, Texas in a few weeks. But for now, the Cowboys trying to get things right at the quarterback position with Matt Castle taking the reins from Brandon Whedon. A change at running back. The Cowboys searching, Joe, for answers with an offense that just has lost all of its punch, all of its power, all of its production.
Biggest play, I think, probably for the entire season in the NFC East was when Jordan Hicks knocked out Tony Romo. It completely changed the entire complexion of the NFC East. Let me ask you a question, Dave. Giants, Cowboys this week. From an Eagles standpoint, who do you want to win that game?
I will always want the Giants to beat the Cowboys. Always. I think it ultimately doesn't matter because the Eagles control their own destiny.
They do.
I'm not really at this point matching this win, that team, this team. Everything's too close.
Well,
to
and I think
if the Eagles win within the division moving forward
sure.
here, they're going to be fine.
Well, I always look at how does it affect the Eagles and how are things matching up. And I know what you mean. I mean, obviously the Eagles have their own fate in their own control, and that's what you want to have. And at 3-3, there's a lot of season to go. But the way I look at it is, to me, this is confounding because ordinarily you would want the higher ranked team, in this case the Giants at 3-3, to lose. It benefits the Eagles. But there's something to be said for the Dallas Cowboys at 2-3. And with Seattle the following week, and who knows how good Seattle is, I thought they'd be good. There's something to be said for maybe just trying to cross Dallas off the list. And I'm not saying, Dave, that's definitely going to happen if they lose this game. But you know what I'm saying? They could get really down.
Joe, I've just been through it so many times that I just try not to predict wins and losses. There's going to be a game that you thought you were going to win that you lose.
Yeah.
And there are games that you think you're going to lose that you go out and win. So it's going to come down to December for the Eagles in the division. And that's why they've got to take care of business in the division.
Yeah.
Obviously, I will never root for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that it's probably best that they lose these games now, that they should be a pretty formidable team. Should Dez Bryant come back? Should Tony Romo come back full health?
Which at some point, Romo will come back. Yeah. Dez certainly will come back. It'd just be interesting how much they might be buried by that point.
And they do get Randy Gregory back on defense this week. So that pass rush should be improved. Pretty good pass rush already with the return of Gregory. And, they're getting some little juice up front. All right. The Washington Redskins, 2-4 after losing to the New York Jets. They play Tampa Bay. Chance to get something good going here. But I think in Washington, the feeling is that Kirk Cousins is just not going to get it done.
Yeah, well, I will echo those sentiments. Kirk Cousins just is not going to get it done. How about that? I mean, listen, he's not good enough, Dave. It's still annoying that he beat the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Like, it happens. It hurt the Eagles. We know that. That's why they're 3-3 instead of 4-2. I just don't believe in Kirk Cousins. I don't believe in Washington. They popped off a couple years ago and won the division in RG3's first year. But you look at this 15, 20-year span of time, it's just not a – if you were going to bet, it's not a team I would bet on. I just don't believe, Dave, that the Washington Redskins and all of a sudden done will be there. Of course, DeSean Jackson's been out. The running game hasn't been as strong in recent weeks as it was early in the year. And they got crushed by the Jets.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of injuries that are really – hurting both sides of the football. So the division remains the division. Everybody's jumbled in there, trying to get healthy, trying to get consistent. I think that's what it's going to come down to in the NFC East. the team that is most consistent will win this NFC East. When we return to Eagles 360, Chip Kelly in studio talking about the win over New York and the big trip to Carolina on Sunday night.